Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Huang Vo, date of birth 4/13/1971, date of procedure June 25th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldberg Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Hung Q. N. Go. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesions such as lesions to all signs of patient. The patient is brought to anesthesia, so you place in muscle lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated limb-studio colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advancing direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penetrator orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of the folds. Period. Terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflex views obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 6, 2-2, fair prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings: the terminal ileum, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line: there was a diminutive hepatic flexure, sessile polyp, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line: there were 10 sigmoid colon sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 splenic flexure sessile polyps that were diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter flat descending colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, it is important to note that the patient's colon was spastic, tortuous, and a very technically difficult colonoscopy. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, given the number of polyps. Next line, if greater than 10 of these polyps come back as tubular adenomas or SSAs, patient would benefit from genetic testing. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.